This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Amazing, you know, to watch him work and to watch him go through his process all the time, and just to be a part of his legacy here. You know, it's cool to be a part of his team, and I love having 17 on our team and watching him work.
AJ, you guys were getting close early on, but you were really finishing off the pass rush as the game went on. What was the difference to really kind of get the pass rush going as the game went on even better?
Yeah, just being a little more direct with our angles and things like that, with our details up front. Having the quarterback hold the ball a little bit helps us out always, but for us, it's just being about direct, being decisive, and just kind of making your decision with your rush and going full speed with it, because that's when you have your best chance.
I know you wanted the one that you almost had on the screen pass, but what happened on that play? What'd you see?
So it was kind of like the O-lineman gave you an elephant on parade look, where they run and they kind of give you a fake outside run scheme. And on screen, you know, we'd seen a bunch of times. They throw a lot of screens. And people throw a lot of screens against us because we're a penetrating front, we're an upfield front, and it slows us down. And I was able to catch him, kind of see him coming across my face. We call it a free loaf. But I was able to kind of get on him a little bit, kind of knew the situation. I think it was like second and long or something along those lines, where it was a little – good amount of distance for them to get across the line of scrimmage. And so it's one of the plays they kind of reach into all the time, but something that we've practiced and something that is part of our game routine.
What was different about this team second half from the first half?
Just starting fast and keeping it going throughout the whole game. We had our moments in the first half. I think we started a little slow, and that kind of held us back a little bit in the first half. But coming out in the second half hot, starting fast and keeping that momentum through the rest of the game is something that we can work with, and some that we can start to do earlier in the game.
You guys have been doing this quite a bit on defense. I mean, 3 points against the Jets last week, at the opener against Arizona, the second half is a lot better. What has been the thing that's made this defense better after halftime?
Just kind of settling into our keys. You know, we see what they got by the time the first half is finished. You know, we know what they're kind of majoring in at that point, and being able to come back in there, settle down the nerves. We got one half under our belt, 30 minutes left, and it's just nothing but ball. So I think a lot of us are able to kind of take that deep breath, kind of decompress, and just realize, you know, we got 30 minutes left, and we're going to hammer it out.
AJ, is it tough not to get frustrated when they're nickel and diming you down the field on those short passes, quick game? Mm-hmm. Is it tough not to get frustrated to maybe try to make a play you shouldn't make?
Yeah, you know, it's tough when they're going – like you said, dumping and diving, little passes quick. They're chipping here and there. They're chipping from inside, chipping from outside, you know, making your life a little miserable. But, you know, they're doing a lot of things. And part of you has to take it as a respect sign. You know, they respect you. You're a great rusher. You're putting pressure on them. But also to have to stay composed and be ready for the next play is a challenge in itself. And so that's something that, you know, we know that they're going to do against us. They're going to screen us. They're going to draw. They're going to dip and dunk and do those short passes to get quick little yards on us, because we don't give up explosives, and we're so aggressive up front. You know, that midsection's kind of open at times. And so it's just something that we know it's going to happen, but it's just about us staying composed, next play mentality kind of thing.
How about the play that Terrell made on the third down, meeting Pollard, I think, as he tried to jump over the pile on an – like, also, it's a direct snap to him, right? Like, tell me about your vantage point seeing that. I mean, how tough is that to time that and make that play?
I was on the sideline that play, so I had a perfect view of him, you know, diving over the line, meeting him in the air, and it's just awesome to watch. You know, that's fun football to watch right there, especially as a defensive player, but – that's something that TB does all the time. You know, he's an all-go kind of guy. He's so freaking smart, so fast, and he plays so hard that you can't help but just respect what he does. And then to see him do stuff like that, it's no surprise, you know. Okay. So that brings energy. Yeah.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app